and welcome to Keeping Up with the Corinthians Season 2. As you can see, I am in a very special place here, and I am very much looking forward to the day when we can all gather together for church here again. In the meantime, though, you will just have to enjoy the ambience from afar. You'll probably hear cars passing by on the highway. Speaking of cars and traveling on the highway, when I recorded my last album, I worked with a studio sound engineer from Hamilton. He recommended that we use a studio in Oakville. So I spent a lot of time driving back and forth with this sound engineer to Oakville to do the recording. As you can imagine, that led to some interesting conversations in the car. One day he was telling me about this job offer that he had received. He had been offered the job of producing sound for a movie that was being recorded nearby. That's exciting, right? You take a job when you can get it as a sound engineer, and pretty cool to be the sound engineer for a movie. The problem, though, was that this movie was a pornographic movie. The sound engineer was a believer. So what's he going to do? Turn down the paycheck and keep to his convictions? Or plug his ears and do the job? I mean, that's kind of hard when you're a sound engineer. He made it quite clear that he was not going to take this job. And that really makes him a perfect illustration for what we're looking at today. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 7:1 asks us to really think honestly about our relationship with the world. How are we as people of God supposed to interact with an unbelieving world? Do we fit in and blend in, no questions asked? Do we pick through the world's values and keep what's good? Or do we just separate ourselves entirely and practice some sort of like spiritual distancing from the world? Let me read to you the passage and we'll think through this together. So 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14, Paul writes, "Do not be yoked unequally together with unbelievers." There it is right there. Don't get hitched up in partnerships with people who do not share your commitment with God. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? Because you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from them and separate from them. Be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. These are all Old Testament promises. 7 verse 1, since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting righteousness, holiness, out of reverence for God. In this passage, Paul says, God dwells within us. He walks with us day by day. He is committed to being with us as our Father. In light of that, we need to distance ourselves from anything that compromises our commitment to Him. And we need to make the pursuit of His holiness our primary goal. And right off the bat, in verse 14, Paul makes it very clear that this principle applies not just to things, but to people as well. This is a relational command for us too. Verse 14, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You know, if you're walking with God in one direction, and then you commit yourself into a relationship with someone who's walking in the other direction, then it's going to be really easy for you to compromise your relationship with God. It's going to be easy to deprioritize what's important to the Lord. Now, normally, this passage is applied to marriages, and very appropriately so. I mean, if you're committing to live your life with another person, then you want to make sure that they are just as committed to Jesus as you are. Your relationship with Jesus is really the fundamental center of your life, and you want to make sure that the person that you are agreeing to live with shares that same center. But look back at the passage for a minute. Where does it say anything about marriage? I mean, it says yoke, yes, but that's more of an agricultural term than a marriage one, right? Two plow animals yoked together, pointing in the same direction. This passage, sure, it applies to marriage, but it actually applies to all of our relationships. Right? It is about marriage, but not just marriage, because this is about not being unequally yoked to anyone who might draw us away from God. So in our business deals, in our partnerships, in our neighborhood associations, in our community groups, Paul says if there is anything there or anyone there who is going to prevent you from wholeheartedly pursuing God, get out. Do not be unequally yoked to it. Now, that opens up a whole new set of questions. Because yes, we want to pursue holiness out of reverence for God. We know how deeply God cares for us, and so we want to live for Him, make Him our priority. But does that mean that we literally come out of the world the way that verse 17 says? Certainly there have been people in the past who have interpreted this passage this way, but frankly, I think that we need to read this 2 Corinthians passage in light of something Paul wrote in his 1 Corinthian letter. 1 Corinthians 5, 9, and 10, Paul says, "Separate yourself from believers who keep on sinning, but not from unbelievers, because if you did that, then you'd have to just take yourself right out of the world." In Paul's mind, there seems to be some way that we can participate in the world without partnering with it. Do you see the distinction that I'm making there? Participating in the world without partnering with it? We can't withdraw entirely from the world, and frankly, we shouldn't. We are supposed to be lights shining. We are supposed to be stars shining in the darkness, Philippians 2 says. We can't take ourselves out of the world, but I think that we can be in the world without being influenced by it, right? We can be in the world without being governed by it. That is, I think that we can partner in the world we can participate in the world without partnering with it. You know, where the world's values align with Christ's, then, yeah, we can gladly take part in all of those things. You know, the food bank, the hospice foundation, the Terry Fox run, the agricultural society, job sites and school boards and grocery stores and social services, police services, all of these things we can take part in, knowing that they are consistent with the good that God wants for the world. But where a person or an organization deviates from God's purposes, it's then that we need to step away and say, we can't. We decline to be unequally yoked to them because we are already partnered with God. You know, sometimes that can be hard. It can cost you a job even. But the reward for your faithfulness to Christ will be far greater than anything in this world. As the people of God, we can participate in the world without partnering with it. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your love for us. Thank you that you are for us in every sense of the word. You provide for us and care for us. You know us and what we need before we can even pray it. Lord, because of that, we want to honor you with all of our lives. And so we want to pursue holiness. Lord, I ask that you would help each and every one of us to separate ourselves from anything or anyone that prevents us from being wholeheartedly committed to you. Jesus, you are by far greater than anything in this world. And so we pray that you would keep that on the front of our minds, that we would refuse to partner with others because we are already partnered with you. We pray too, Lord, that you would help us to walk that line appropriately, because there is a sense in which we partner with, we participate with, you know, groups like the food bank and others. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be in the world, but not of it, to be in the world, but not influenced by it. And Lord, I pray that in all things, the world would see your love at work in us and experience your love through us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being here today. Take care, stay safe, trust in God, and remember prayer and precaution, not panic.